Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, Steve. It's 251-421-0008-6077.
Okay. Let me pull up your information real fast.
Okay.
All right, is this Eagle Protection?
Yes, sir.
All right. And who am I speaking with?
This is Chris Reeves.
Chris Reeves, all right. And what's a good phone number for you, just in case we get disconnected here?
Okay, it's 469-544-7940.
Okay. And I'm just going to confirm some information here I have on file, and then
sure,
we can answer any questions. We're still located at 12281 County Road, 2149.
Yes.
Kemp, Texas, 75143.
That's correct.
All right. And do you have a company phone number, or is that this number that you're calling from?
That's the number right now. It may
okay.
change here real soon, but that's the main number right now.
Okay, perfect. And how do you structure your company? Is it a LLC, sole prop?
Sole prop.
Sole prop, okay.
Yeah.
And how long have you guys been in business?
Oh, God, I've been in business now for, since 99.
Since 99?
17 years.
Right on, cool.
Yeah. And it's been easy, but been here that long.
I gotcha. All right, yeah. So we have many programs, so depending on what you're looking to do, let me know what you are looking to do, and we can point you in the right direction here.
Okay. I'm just looking mainly to, of course, a little bit more cash flow is what I'd like to have, for one, but I'm looking to build a telemarketing structure for my business, and mainly what we do right now is we mainly service, the clientele and so forth. We're mainly more of a service-oriented company, but the thing is we're wanting to branch out more into installations and more of our own umbrella of work rather than servicing for other people. So, in short, what we do is we put in security systems, cameras, we do some IT work and that kind of thing for anything for residential, commercial, what have you. So we're looking to branch out more on our own branch and just get away from being dependent upon service work from other companies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so more like sales and marketing and so forth, and to go more of that route. I've got a handful of customers myself, but we're looking just to go ahead and just go all the way out with our own clientele source, everything, and more advertising and everything across the board as far as building our client base.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's definitely something I can help you out with. Now, sure. how much were you looking for?
Well, I'm not sure. Let me ask you this, Steve.
Yeah.
With the offer you guys sent, I'm not so sure that I qualify, or if I'm pre-selected as a qualifier, or how this actually works. Before we go too far in depth with it, I just need to know, I guess, kind of how is somebody selected as far as, like, we got is just because I'm a business name, or do they do a pre-credit profile, or what do they do?
So the way it works usually is it's not like we're just picking out of a hat or anything. We actually pre-select you guys. We actually, research into the business. We look at you guys. We see that you guys have a strong borrowing history based off a UCC filing. Like, did you do something with Monitronics, it looks like, a couple years back?
Yeah.
Okay. What's up, sorry?
And I still do. I have been with them for, 16, 15 years.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. And so that's where we get, where we pre-select you. Just we research you guys. So you have some good, strong borrowing history. So that's where that came from. Now, on that offer, I don't know which one you got. Did you get, what does it say on the offer? Does it say 250 or was it?
It says, give this man whatever he wants. No,
$1 million.
Hey, you never know till you try, man.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
No, it says, I had it right before. Yeah, it says $250,000.
Okay.
I'm not looking for that, Steve. I'm probably looking for, of course, it depends on what it comes down to as far as payback and terms and so forth. But if I was going to borrow any money, I'm looking for somewhere in the neighborhood of about 50.
Okay, that's totally fine. That's definitely something we can work with.
Yeah, I'm not looking for nothing crazy because anything you borrow, you got to pay it back. So I always try to be reasonable with what I take.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I gotcha. Now, with that 50K, would that cover everything? Would that cover the advertising, the marketing, the cash flow, reaching out for your own stuff? Okay, that'd be enough.
As far as what I've checked out and everything, material-wise and so forth, because we're very small.
Yeah.
I'm more or less, I am a sole proprietor, but the thing is any workers that work for me, it's usually seasonal, so sometimes it comes down to a one-man operation, but we always keep the money flow going. However, at times I get into a cash mine where it's like, well, I'd love to have somebody out on a job site or something like that, but I don't have the manpower to do it because I don't have the cash flow, and I might be waiting on cash to come in, but it's going to be a day late and a dollar short.
Yeah. Okay.
So it comes down to timing and cash both, but not
of course
crazy with the cash, but, you know, timing can change when you have the cash.
Sure, absolutely. So right now the way you guys are set up is that you guys help other companies. So if is that how it works? Because you said you want your own clientele, yeah.
Yeah. And
okay.
I've got a handful of my own clientele, but then we go out mainly and we service for other companies, and it's pretty much mainly a straight profit model type setup, if you would, as far as that's concerned, because we don't really... We spend money to make money, but we're always reimbursed it as far as what we spend from those companies. So we're never really out of pocket as far as what we invest in, say, somebody's home or something like that as far as a risk factor. So we're guaranteed our money back by whoever we provide service for.
Okay. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, let's see here. Yeah, so I do this all the time. I know cash flow and all that stuff. I deal with a lot of different companies, and they cash flow is one of them. So I always... help out everybody with this way. Now, regarding the 50K, now that's great. I'm glad that would help out everywhere. What I always do, though, the easiest way to do this, the reason I asked if that would cover everything is just because I just want to make sure.
Sure.
And to be...
Tell me just like you, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to make you more comfortable with this deal right here.
Yeah.
Tell me just like you would if it was somebody you know for 25, 30, 40 years. I always tell any customer of mine, hey, whenever I'm talking to you, and I'm not asking you to say this to me, I'm just telling you, whatever you suggest, I'm wide open for, because I'll tell my customers, hey, whenever I'm talking to you, you're the most important person to me right now in the entire world. I want to make sure I'm making you happy. So
yeah.
If you got a suggestion where I should beef that up or whatever, just tell me like you've talked to me 1,000 times before.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. And you know what? And I always do that. It's pretty much like me and you are sitting at a bar and we're just talking right now. That's how I look at it. And I will always be upfront with you, always honest. I won't ever hide anything from you. If I know it's a bad deal, we're not going to do it. But, so what I was going to say is the easiest way to do this is to get you qualified for the most amount possible and for the longest term, and then work backwards from there. That way you can, you don't have to take out the entire, $250,000. You can take out whatever you need. You know what I mean?
Sure. I understand what you're saying. In other words, get what I need, but put some insurance on it to see if we can, shoot for the stars, but go ahead and...
Exactly.
What we can grab or whatever. So, no, I'm with you.
Yeah, right. Okay. Now, have you done advertising before or marketing or anything like that before?
No, I haven't. Never really. We're mainly word of mouth. But the market, as far as... See, I'm about... where you guys at? Where y'all located at geographically?
We're down in San Diego.
Okay. Now, we're down here in Dallas, and Dallas, as far as Dallas, Texas, I'm about 60 miles southeast of Dallas, Texas, and the market in DFW, Dallas, Fort Worth, I mean, it's booming. I mean, we're balls to the wall as far as, the clientele capability is there, because Texas is it's pretty much a hot spot economically. So the thing is, no, we've never done a lot of advertising. I never talked really hardly any advertising. Ours was mainly all word of mouth and so forth. And then whenever we was doing work for other companies like we always have, we never really had to have advertising. Our name was already out there. So, you know, we'd pick up Monotronics or ADT or some of these other guys and do work for them, but never really had to advertise.
Okay. How do you expect to advertise?
Well, one is going to be via website. And there's some other strategies we're looking at as far as advertising. One may be a flyer type of advertisement. Another one may be on the radio as far as local broadcasts go.
Yeah.
Because there's several different avenues you can take as far as radio stations. And, I mean, a lot of times that's really a pretty good avenue to take.
Yeah,
depending
absolutely.
On that cost and so forth. So there's a lot of different things we're looking at as far as local advertisement, but it'll be mainly the DFW area, not nothing, you know, that's going to go all over the state or anything, mainly DFW.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Let's see here. I'm just doing some hand notes here, so.
Oh, that's fine.
And when were you looking to get the loans? Like, do you have a deadline?
No, not at all.
No? Okay.
I'm in no rush. I'm never in a rush to borrow money, and if I was, I would definitely tell you I was in a rush to get it, but no, there's no urgency to it.
Okay. And let's see here. Now, do you have, I know you said you have jobs all the time. Do you have some up in the future? Are you doing some right now?
Yeah, Yeah.
Okay.
We have jobs on the books right now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the capital loans, because I know you said you've never worked with them, right? With the capital loans before?
No, I have not.
Okay. So the way they work, they're like unsecured cash loans. So it goes right into your account, and you can pretty much do anything you want with the money, which is really nice. So they don't come after your house and or your cars, you know, stuff like that. So it's no collateral, which is really nice. Now, it is more based off of your sales more than anything. So, do you know what your annual sales were like last year, gross?
Well, see, sales is what we've never really done. We've always done service. But as far as what I bring in monthly.
Yeah, monthly could be fine.
I guess you could say sales because it's in essence the same thing. I mean, we're bringing an internet profit.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly monthly last year was. Let's see, if I had to break that down, was roughly, I'm trying to do, let me get my calculator here.
I'm the same way.
I know what, anyway, the tax form was about $140,000.
Okay.
So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't nothing crazy big, it wasn't terribly small, but that was mainly one guy, that was me last year.
Okay, yeah, that's totally fine.
Steve, I don't know how many, you know, sole proprietor contractors you have call up and borrow money and that kind of thing, what have you. I mean, as far as security industry goes, it's not unique as far as, like, to myself. I mean, there's tons of us out here like a traveling mechanic or something like that. You know, you don't really work for an affiliation or anything. You just go out and do the work, and then you file your 1099 at the end of the year, that kind of thing. So, kind of that's the way security security technician works as far as a security contractor goes, and that's what I've been doing for, like I said, about for myself for about 18 years.
Right on. That's awesome. How did you get into the business?
Well, my older brother, he got into it,
yeah.
And we were both straight out of the military, and he came out of the Marines, I came out of the Army, and he picked up a job with one of his buddies, and I was looking over his shoulder one day at his check stub, and it went on from there.
Man, that sounds so much like my. That sounds so close to what I'm like. That's what my older brother does. He's into security. He works over at TechWorks, and he works for the same kind of company that gets the same thing you guys kind of do, is like you know, access control,
yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff. And he was in the Navy, and I was in the Navy, and now he's working over there. And like, yeah, it's crazy. It's kind of the similar situation almost. Right on.
Pretty cool. Yeah, and I mean. And my brother, he's in the Marine Corps. He was out there in San Diego. That's where he took his basic at.
Oh, yeah? Right on. Well, thank you for your service.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No problem. I appreciate that.
Right on. Okay. Let's see. What was I? Now, because you said you did 140 last year, what do you think you're on track for this year, do you think? Like, what do your monthly statements look like? How about that? That's a little bit easier.
Monthly statements as far as what I bring in monthly?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, goodness.
Doesn't have to be exact. You can just rough it.
Yeah, I would say this year probably... This year here has been a little bit tougher. This year here, man, I'm trying to give you a good guesstimation. I would say it's going to be kind of a wide gap I'm giving you here,
okay.
Steve. No, I would say somewhere between 5 to 10,000, to 12. I'm not even sure.
Okay.
So let's say 6 to 10,000 just to be safe. Hey, Steve,
okay.
Hang on just 1 second, man, okay?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Just a second. Okay, I'm back with you.
Perfect. Okay. So, let me see here. So I do want to just, you know, mention to you, you know, like I said, I'm going to be upfront with you.
Yeah.
What are the hardest things to do when business owners start trying to borrow money through banks, like us and other people? Because I'm sure, you know, everybody shops around. I'm not stupid, you know. Everybody's going to shop around to see what the best deal is, and that's totally fine. Now, where people mess up, for real, where people mess up is they do not stick with one person, one bank. They keep shopping around. You know, if they get a good approval, and then they'll go somewhere else and they get another good approval, you know, they keep doing that. The thing with banks and what they really like is relationships, just like us, okay?
Right.
So let's say if you didn't get that whole $50,000 up front, now you have to realize there's just some issues that might come along because that's why that didn't happen was just because, for one, the relationship just isn't there yet. So you have to set up that relationship. So that means
sure.
If you didn't get like the whole $50,000, you got something a little bit less. Now you set up that relationship, you know, you make us, you know, show us that you can make the payments, all that stuff. And then midway through the term, it does allow you for additional funding, so you can take out more. You know, it just allows us to look at the relationship, establish it, see, you know, because it's very risky when you're dealing with unsecured cash. It's pretty much, you know, your word saying, hey, I'm going to pay you guys back. Just give me some money, I'll pay you back,
yeah.
I promise. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
I understand. I mean, yeah, this is somebody else's cash, so I definitely understand.
Yeah, okay, of course. All right. And now, I know it said that it's mainly based off your sales, but what is your credit at? Do you know, roughly?
Personal credit?
Yeah. Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Somewhere in the middle.
Okay. Do you,
somewhere in the middle. I would say fair to good.
Okay. Do you roughly know a number, maybe?
Matter of fact, if you hang on a minute, I can give you that number.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean... What I'm saying is, you know that deal they advertise on TV all the time is called Credit Karma.
Oh, of course.
I've got that on my phone.
Well, there you go, man.
You know, I do watch my credit.
Yeah, well, that's good. You got to, man. Got to.
Yeah.
Trust me,
okay,
it makes
hang on just 1 second.
Work.
Let me
yeah.
pull it up, Steve, and I'll be right back with you.
Okay, sure.
Hey, Steve, hang on just
yeah.
a second, man. Give me a minute or two, and I'll be right back with you.
Okay, yeah, no worries, man.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Should've just had him call me back. Yeah.
Okay, bear with me. I'm not losing you or nothing here. The company called right quick. I had to answer a question for them right quick. They're gonna get back on there here in just a second. I'm checking that for you. So if you got a few more minutes, just letting you know I hadn't dropped you.
No, yeah, that's fine. Absolutely, that's okay.
Okay, give me just a minute, I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Steve.
Yeah.
Back with you. No, I was trying to pull it up, but I haven't pulled it up in a pretty good while. I can't pull it up right at the moment.
That's all right. No worries, man.
Okay.
That's fine. Okay, where was I? Oh, I was just curious. So, because you guys are, how much more do you think you're going to, make quite a bit by going off on your own? Like having your own clientele and all that in the future?
How much would I project to make, you mean?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, okay, I'll put it this way to you. I've got a salesperson that I've been talking to. Back in the day, Steve, if I go back, and I'm going to talk to you just like I've known you for 1,000 years.
Sure, go ahead.
I used to have a salesperson that worked for me back, oh, goodness, let's just say about 10 years ago. this guy could he could sell you your shirt off your back and have you smile when you walk away. he was that good, but the thing was, poor guy, he was an older guy. He ended up dying of prostate cancer of all things, but long story short, I really hadn't had messed with too many sales since then, but I've got another guy. I think John is about 30 years old. Like I said, this guy here, he's totally awesome. He used to be in sales. He got out of it. Now he works for a newspaper, I want to say down in Tyler, Texas, which is not far from where I live, but wonderful salesperson. If I had to project a number as far as sales per month, okay, let me ask you this. Now, when you say sales, are you talking about net profit or just net sales?
Yes, like net sales. Like profit is what, sales. Yeah. So just like your gross, yeah.
Okay. Gross sales, I would comfortably say, because that's why I want to keep a comfortable margin there. I would say comfortably, as far as John alone, what he can do, somewhere between $35,000 to $40,000 a month.
Nice. So quite a bit. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've ran into some multi-million-dollar producers as far as sale goes before. I've had a husband and wife team. They were a million-dollar-a-year salesperson team. I mean, they sold that many security items to the public.
That's insane. That's awesome.
Oh, I know. On an annual basis. And we had a guy that we used to work for, and I mean, I got mad when I thought about it. I'm not really literally mad. There's a guy that we used to started off in security with. He bought a company for $20,000 and 5 years later sold it for $7 million. And it was me and 15 other technicians that made that money for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he's a day broker in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Man.
He just sits there with his computer all day and does his numbers and he's off back out to the lake or fishing or whatever he wants to do.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? That's nuts, huh?
Oh, it's nuts. But, I mean, in security alone, just to give you a perspective, Steve, and I don't know how much you know about security,
yeah.
But your brother would probably know this as well, is when you're in security, what we do is, and there's two ways, there's two maps you can take in security. You can either say, okay, I'm gonna take and have all my sales, like, say, John would be the salesperson I've been talking to, and I'm going to sell all those contracts to a monitor station. Well, they're going to give me, for those contracts, somewhere in the neighborhood, say 35 contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, each contract is going to be somewhere worth between $1,000 to $1,500 per contract. So, and maybe even more. I would venture to say, but I'm trying to say in a comfortable margin, somewhere between $1,000 and $1,500, but more than likely it could be closer to $2,000 on every contract because of the cost and everything that it costs to monitor for a 4 to 5 year agreement. So somewhere probably closer to $2,000. Anyway, you can take and sell those contracts or you can keep all those contracts in-house and manage, have you an account manager that just manages your accounts and you never sell them. Therefore, your net worth keeps going up for every customer you install.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if I had 1,000 customers of my own, I'm worth $1 million right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, you now of course, you got to spend the money to make that money. So out of that million, I might have spent $500,000 getting it done, but I made $500,000 too. So let's just say 2,000 customers brings you $1 million.
Sure.
2,000 customers brings you $1 million, and that's money in your pocket. That's pretty damn good.
It's very, very damn good. Very good. Yeah, man.
Security can be very lucrative. I mean, you can make some money real I've got buddies of mine that are millionaires.
Sure. Yeah, that's everybody needs it too. A lot of people need it.
Sure.
No, especially especially nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, you're saying it for me. I mean, just like you lock your door at nighttime, is as much you need that lock on that door or a camera or a security device, you know, a monitor system in your house, is as much anymore now as you would have needed a doctor for a broken leg.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's just our society we're in nowadays. You got to have security.
It is, man. And I'm sure it's not going to stop growing. If anything, it's going to...
Oh, no.
You know?
Yeah, it's going to keep right on. Steve, hang on 1 second. They're calling me right back. Just 1 second, man.
Okay.
Are you still? You don't have it muted? I don't know. It's 2 days now.
Two today. Dude.
I'll just start staying for those hour and a half meetings we have.
Why do you think Nicole and Zach over here are?
Oh, dude, I'm back with you.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, I mean, like I said, you could ask your brother. It's one of those things where there's a lot of money to be made in security. It'll never stop. It's just one of those things. It's a very competitive market at the same time, though.
Sure. Do you think you make more off of residential or more off of commercial?
It depends. That's a good question, but currently residential.
Yeah?
Because in Texas alone, Texas is a pretty, like the DFW market, Steve, residential-wise, housing and so forth, literally, you would be doing good to find a house for sale in Dallas.
Really?
I mean, if you found one, you might be paying more than the last guy was offering is how you're going to get the house, but our housing market is tight. It's so tight in the sense of, because of how hot our market is, the property taxes have went up 25% over the last couple of years.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's pissing all the homeowners off, and I'm one of those homeowners. Of course, I don't live in Dallas County, but I mean, it's a good thing when I go to sell my house, but I'm going to turn right around and buy another house. I'm going to pay probably a good 20-25% more than I would have a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It was the same house, you know.
Well,
so, long story short, it's a hot market. You just got to be competitive, and that's my biggest thing right there is I want to have the edge of being competitive.
Yeah, I got you, man. And
yeah.
Hopefully I can get you to that point of being number one. You know,
man, I'll take you and feed you a steak dinner if you can.
Sounds good, man.
We'll talk over that bar.
Yeah, man, I'll hold you up on that.
There you go.
Right. Okay. Have you just curious? Have you gone to your local bank
I've
or have you gone?
I've not applied at no bank.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Now let me ask you this. Now this is gonna be one of those questions that you really think about. What happens if you don't get this financing? What do you have a plan B? What is it going to do to your business?
Plan, well, it's going to stay the same. And to be honest with you, I would be more on a tighter cash flow situation if I have to hire a telemarketer or somebody of that type, just straight out of pocket, out of my own financing and what have you. It's just going to put me in a tighter situation, so... Yeah, there's always a plan B, and there's even a plan C, and plan C is just keep doing what I'm doing, because I'm not definitely going to stop, but,
sure.
You know, that would be plan C right there, just keep doing what you're doing. If it's worked for 18 years, chances are to go for another 18, but at the same time, the cost of living and everything else is going up at the same time, and the market's getting more competitive, so, you know, I don't want to trail backwards, I want to trail forward, but there's always a B and C plan, but you always try to hit A.
Mm-hmm. Of course you do.
Yeah.
Okay. That's perfect, man. That sounds so good for the capital, and I think I could really help you out here. Now, I do want to just... I just want to throw in there, too, do you need any equipment? Because we do have equipment financing as well, if you ever need that, like trucks or, you know, anything like that.
That's a good question right now, Steve, only because, and I imagine, I'm just going to be real straight with you.
Sure, right? Yeah, no, I want you to be.
I appreciate your personality and your demeanor because you sound like a really good guy, so I can always appreciate that.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome. If it came down to me needing that kind of funding, I would definitely go for you guys or something like that because if I had to guess, tell me if I'm right or wrong, but if I had to guess, that would be under secured because that's a material object, correct?
Mm-hmm. That is just secured, yes. That would be a secured loan.
Yeah. And that, like I said, I can understand. I can definitely respect that. At the present time, no. However, my no might change to a yes in 6 months, because I say that is because technicians, even salespeople, can appreciate a truck or a little Honda or whatever whenever they're making their sales or their installations, that kind of thing right there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're the employer and you're hiring somebody, when you can throw a vehicle out there that they can use, that definitely is a bonus to them, because that's, you know,
yeah, absolutely.
A vehicle.
And right. Then you can put your name on the side of it too, and then there's your free advertising.
Sure, exactly. So I won't say no, I'll just say no presently, but not
okay.
A definite no for the future or anything.
Yeah, that's so fun. I just wanted to throw that, you know, that idea into your head that we do that as well. So
sure. I'm glad you did. I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
All right. Well, you know, pretty much everything we've covered here has been, you know, A+ stuff. So why don't we do this, Chris? What's a good email for you?
Okay. It's Chris Reeves, just the way you say my name. Sorry, Steve. I'm getting something back in my throat here.
No worries.
Chris Reeves, Chris Reeves, REEV, like Victor, ES.
Okay.
537@gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, 537, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Perfect. So this is what I'll do. I will send you a list of things for us to move forward. So now this will just include just like the application, 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then just
okay.
The tax and just the tax return, and
okay.
That's it. And if we can go forward from there, you know, get you an answer hopefully here pretty quick. I know it's late today, but so I probably won't even get your file submitted until Monday.
Yeah.
That's depending if you whenever you get the paperwork to me.
Let me ask you this, Steve. Just so I know kind of where I'm at here.
Sure.
Not so perfect, granted, because mine's not the worst. It's not the best. It's not the worst either. I promise you that.
Mm-hmm.
How strict are these guys, or the Bank of Cardiff, or so forth? I've never dealt with you guys, and I never have taken out any kind of a loan as far as you know, in a long time as far as business goes.
Of course, and I completely respect that. Yeah, I will let you know everything. So. Working Capital is kind of a fairly new program. It's been around for about 8 years, okay? Bank of Cardiff, I know you haven't heard of them, but they have been around for about 14 years. We really know what we're doing when it comes to Working Capital, and we were actually one of the first banks to start doing it. The email that I'm going to send to you, it has like a web link and YouTube and all that stuff. If you want to check that out, you're most certainly free to do that, and you can check us out on there. And you know, it's a really nice website. I really highly encourage you to look at it, actually.
Sure. I will. I've got the whole weekend to do it, so I might as well.
Cool. So that's one thing. Another thing is because we know what we're doing so well, is, you know, we don't want to hurt your business. So if we see that something's not there, we're not gonna, you know, do anything to hurt your business.
Right.
So with that, and the thing is that when people say they have, you know, bad credit or good credit, the capital loans, you know, it's not really based off of that. You know, we can get you an approval. Now, the thing that people always get confused is that the unsecuredness. Now, because it is unsecured, you got to realize that it's risky. Hence, it might be just a little bit more expensive. Okay, but if it makes sense for you to spend money to make money, you know, just like you said, you know, you're gonna, you know, if you could get this and, you know, profit or not profit, you know, make your gross annual sales of 30,000 to 40,000, you know, you just like you told me, you know what I mean?
Right.
Now, where credit comes into that factor is of the term length, all of that stuff. So yeah, we can get you approved. Like I said, I'm gonna try to get you for the best programs out the door, front up, you know, best programs possible.
And I trust you. I mean, I trust you. And I mean, what you're saying as far as the rating, as far as what you borrow versus the interest rate and so forth. Yeah, I mean, if your credit is not perfect, then you're going to be a higher risk than somebody that has perfect credit.
Sure, yeah, of course.
So it just all stands to reason. So I do get that. I do understand that.
Yeah, and, you know, you know, I'm like I said, I'm here to help you out. You know, I'm not trying to hurt you or anything. I'm always going to be upfront with you. And I always try to get you qualified for the best program available to you. So,
okay.
All right. So that's what I'm going to do for you, Chris. Yeah.
And I appreciate it, Steve. I mean, on y'all's deal there, I mean, y'all got a pretty good little advertisement on this brochure that y'all sent me. It said,
Yeah. Believe me or not, they spent a lot of money on that.
Yeah.
On doing that.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, and I mean that's cool. It says 9 out of 10 applicants get the stamp of approval, so
yeah.
I don't want to come in number 10.
No, I mean everything you've told me so far, man, I should be able to get you something. So
okay. Well, I'll tell you what, send me over the email, and then are you in the office on Monday?
Yeah, I'll be here on Monday.
Okay. I'm not saying I'll have everything ready by Monday, but I know definitely by the end of next week I should have everything ready. I wouldn't see it being any longer than that, I wouldn't think.
Okay, that's fine. So, yeah, I will send this to you. If you want to email me back and just let me know that you received it, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
If I don't get that email, I'll...
Send it over to me. If you send it over to me in the next few minutes, Steve, I'll send you back a confirmation email.
Cool. All right, let's do that. And then I guess I'll call you on Monday and see where you're at, or
okay,
if that's all right.
And that's fine, Steve. Steve, does it have a number? I mean, would I be calling the same number back to speak to you, or you can have a different phone number in there?
So on the email, it'll have my direct line. So I go straight to me. And, for some reason, I lost your phone number just right now. I hit the wrong button. What is your phone number again, Chris? Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. It's 469.
Uh-huh.
544.
Okay.
7940.
Perfect. Okay, so I got that.
And then I'll just go ahead. I'll go ahead and type it in there. But the email you should have chrisreeves537@gmail.com.
Yep, that's what I got.
Okay, yeah. If you send it over, Steve, then I'll definitely email you back within a few minutes and let you know I got a confirmation. I'll send you also back my phone number on that same email.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Okay, good deal,
right,
Steve.
Chris.
I appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, of course. I appreciate your time, and have a wonderful weekend, man.
All right, you do the same, man.
All right, Chris. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.